Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm an angel practitioner and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and it includes the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that we have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel guidance and advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in is 646-716-6794. But if you are a regular listener, you'll know that before I take some of those phone calls, I do like to get to the topic. So welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. A big hello to all of my regular listeners, and my followers who have found my smiley face on the blog post site and push the button underneath my photo so that they could have reminders of all the upcoming Angel Healing House radio shows. I'd like to say a big welcome to all my new listeners, all those first-time listeners that are online, and to those who are listening to this as an archive show, because just to remind you that the Blog Talk radio show archives all of my shows, and you can join iTunes for free and listen to more of my shows as a free podcast. So just a quick note before we get on to our topic today. Firstly, I am so excited to announce that my amazing Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, which is going to be held this coming Sunday on October the 21st, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's Pacific Standard Time. Well, even if you're not in Los Angeles and you can't come and give me a hug in person, you can be hugged online, because this is my first webinar teleclass that is going online, and you can do it as a webinar and a teleclass. So please, for more information to find out about how the twin flames are and the potential of them coming together is getting so much greater on the planet. And this workshop will teach you how then to reconnect with your twin flame essence inside. So for more information, how you can be a part of this revealing, amazing, and deeply personal workshop, because I found my own twin flame, rare as they are on planet Earth. I did this 10 years ago by doing the practical tools in this workshop. So you can call me after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number to call me after the show is 831-277-3716, or send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E. That's Angel Healing House, all one word, .com. Now, secondly, again, if you'd like to be reminded about all the shows, you can find my smiley face on the Blog Talk site and push that follow button underneath. And you know, listeners, with the channeled messages from the Posse of Angels and myself on topics like today's show, Twin Flames, Your Most Heavenly Relationship, my programs always contain positive insights filled with love and light on how you can live your life with ease and grace, or perhaps you can get your life back on track to living in absolute joy. So on the switchboard, I see the 954. There's two 954 numbers. How coincidental or synchronistic. And there's an 802. Please stay on the line for about another 5 or 10 minutes, as I like to just get into our topic today. Now, as part of the grand shift that we as a collective are all going through on planet Earth, many of us are consciously choosing higher vibrating, more beneficial choices for ourselves. For instance, you know, from a dietary standpoint, many of us have cleaned up our diets to showcase more foods that are grown locally or organically, to drinking pure water, more fruits and vegetables, and filtering out those foods with harmful artificial coloring, flavoring, additives, and preservatives. From a spiritual point of view, many of us have taken up, you know, some forms of meditation or reflection to get in touch with our higher self. We read many self-help books to help us with our new sense of peace and well-being. There are even those who no longer compromise their souls for just money and have honored themselves and are doing work that is creative and nurturing and so nourishing to their souls. You know, many of us take our reusable bags to the grocery stores to protect the environment. We diligently recycle and give what we can to the homeless and to the less fortunate. So with all of this consciousness in our lives and this higher state of awareness, may I be so bold, listeners, as to ask you, how is your love life? Well, you know, I hear from so many of my clients and my Reiki students that everything is going beautifully in their lives, at the one area that still has not come together, that still eludes them, is a precious, cherished, beloved partner to share their life with, a love that allows them to be themselves without any game playing, and a love that does not involve controlling or bullying and compromising of who we are in any way, shape, or form in order to be in a relationship. I know some of you are saying that that seems a little bit too hard to believe. And believe me, before I started doing the practical tools that I help people to reconnect with in my Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, I would have said exactly the same thing as you might be thinking. So, on this note of being in relationships that control or bully us, I received just a phone call this past week on a controlling issue within a relationship. The gentleman wanted to know if I counsel people on relationships, and I explained to him that through my business, Angel Healing House, which, by the way, everybody can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com. I've helped so many people through my intuitive counseling to remember who they divinely are and to stop sabotaging themselves and limiting themselves with destructive and negative patterns that have caused them to have less to have less than they deserve, and they then draw less desirable relationships in their lives. I went on to explain to this caller that once clients allow themselves to recapture and to reconnect with their joyful divine essence within, then they can become a beacon of light that draws their exact joyful divine essence to themselves. The caller went on to say that he was particularly looking for a practitioner who would help get his girlfriend to come back to him so that they could be together again. I told him that many of my clients had had a relationship reconciliation as a result of having sessions with me, but I was quick to add, listeners, that it was not what my focus was on during our sessions. I told him that my emphasis is not and is never on getting anyone to get back together with another person, because first and foremost, you cannot control anyone else. And any time you choose to do so, you will give your power away. I told the caller it would be a greater benefit to look at the reason as to why an ex became an ex in the first place. Well, my intuition told me, and the posse of angels confirmed, that his contribution in the breakup just might have to do with control issues. In my 10 years of experience of practicing intuitive counseling, 100% of the time when clients have experienced failed relationships, it is because both people have not cleared and cleansed their own emotional issues from past relationships. By carrying around sadness and bitterness, resentment, anger, regret, judgment, criticism, conditional love, and unforgiveness, this creates okay. I hope I'm back online, and I hope you can hear me. The line just dropped out there for a minute or two. So, I also place a great deal of importance on helping individuals to reconnect with the most important relationship that they will ever have, which is the relationship they have with themselves. You know, this reminds me of a young man who was talking to his mother, and the young man asked, "Mom, how will I ever be able to find the right woman for me?" And his mother wisely replies, "Don't you worry about finding the right woman. Concentrate on being the right man." So for so much of our lives, we've been programmed and taught to search for love outside of ourselves, for someone else to complete us, instead of being the love we so richly deserve and desire. By connecting to our divine nature within, we make ourselves infinitely powerful, happy, joyful, peaceful, balanced, and loved, regardless of who we are with. So before we go on and we talk more about how we can be that twin flame essence and, exactly what twin flames are, because listeners, these heavenly relationships do exist. I am proof positive that I went from quite a different victim and codependent life to drawing my twin flame to myself, and they're very different from soulmates, what we've been taught to look for in soulmates. So I'd like to go to the phone lines now, and I'd like to take some of your phone calls. Let's see, who is on the line? Let's go with 802. 802, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who's on the line?
My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Where are you calling from?
Excuse me. I'm calling from Vermont.
Vermont. Okay. And do you have a question for the Puppy of Angels?
Not really. Can you actually connect with my archangel?
Can you connect with your...
Can you connect with my archangel?
With your archangel. Of course you can, because the posse of angels, they connect with whoever spirit guides and angels, and that's most of the time when they give their channeled interpretations and their messages and their insights. It's like a big powwow. I often see, that's what it is, because, you know, there are no egos up in across the veil. You want to call it heaven or paradise or Shambhala or whatever it is when we zip out of this physical incarnation we're in. And the messages are just the messages. It often doesn't matter who the messenger is, but of course we can connect with the spirit guides and the archangels and angels who are in your posse, so to speak. So, let's see. So, Brittany, you just want a general reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. There's no particular areas that stand out in your life at this stage?
Well, as much as I'd want to say yes, I don't really want to say yes because not, you know, sometimes people have issues reading me, so.
Okay, all right.
I'll just do general.
Okay. Let's go really general here. Okay. Excuse me. The archangels and the angels and your spirit guides and the posse are saying that they want you to know that although there may not be a lot that is showing on the surface in your life at the moment, as far as your dreams and your hopes and your wishes having manifested to you so far, they want you to know that all of your prayers have been heard, and there is so much that's going on under the surface. They're busy. That's the word that they're using. They're very busy attending to connecting people and opportunities for you in answer to your prayers. And boy, have we, as a collective consciousness, have so much to look forward to in October. This new moon came in last night. They want me to tell you to, do you do any rituals around the new moon?
I'm sorry, can you say it again, please?
Do you do any, do you know about any rituals to do around the new moon? Because we had a fantastic new moon in Libra last night. One of the things they're saying that would be very helpful for you to do is to write out those new prayers, dreams, intentions. Now, they might be the ones that you've had all along, but rewrite them and reaffirm them to the universe. Take them out, sit under the new, this beautiful new moon, and then speak your prayers to the new moon, because our word is God now. And they're showing me lots of dominoes being set up, and they're saying that they're very busy. A lot is going on under the surface. Things are going to start happening very quickly for you, and although Spirit doesn't know any, they don't know time and they don't know money, and most of the publicity questions that I get are people asking about when something will happen, which is none of our business.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I wanted to know, timing.
Okay. What you can do is you can write out, thank you for my prayers and my dreams and my wishes, or whatever, how specific you want to be, being answered in the most extraordinary divine timing, which will bring so many connections and opportunities to me. Because where we are failing as human beings, and our ego gets in the way, that we want it yesterday. Okay? We want it, but if it was to happen in our timing, it wouldn't eventuate with the most magic and the most miracles and the most synchronicities happening in the best way. I've heard a lot of people over the years say, Brittany, that, you know, they wanted such and such to happen. And then they come to me, or I meet them, or months and months later, and I say, how are you? And they say, well, you know what? You know, you told me not to put so much emphasis on the timing of it. It happened, but it didn't happen until like 6 months later. And it was a good thing that it didn't happen sooner, because such and such wasn't in place, and it happened much grander than I thought it was going to possibly happen.
Well, speaking of timing, the reason that I'm like so frustrated and I want something to happen is because my archangel, I don't know how to pronounce their name, but my archangel had said that my ex-fiance would be coming back, and that, you know, basically he's my, you want to call it, twin flame, you've been calling it, and
okay.
He said he'd be coming back soon.
Okay.
So.
All right. What I'm hearing is that which is yours will always be yours. You cannot put asunder, just getting shivers, you cannot put asunder what heaven will allow. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, that means that your twin flame is always your twin flame. There is no expiration date on this. I mean, you won't turn him over and then see an expiration date on his rear end or whatever. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. He is actually always been yours. But the potentiality of it happening, Brittany, is there is something that is stopping that from coming in. Now, in my twin flame relationship workshop, I talk about the things that not only the practical tools you can do to help you be that twin flame essence, to draw that twin flame to yourself, but the things that you're actually doing that are stopping that from coming towards you. And being, because twin flames can only come together when each one of the individuals has cleared their karmic debt. And there are no exceptions. But they are saying that things are going to start to open for you, these connections and these opportunities, more as they're saying, you watch October go on, and more towards the end of October, more of these dominoes are starting to fall. This is an interesting card that the devil card came out. And actually, the devil card is usually about addictions. It's usually about our ego. In my deck, it's called the Wild Herdsman. It's actually not called the devil. A lot of tarot decks don't use the word devil anymore because people go, you know.
Yeah, I don't like using that word either.
Okay, so this card, if this card comes out to me, it's saying that what would help you tremendously is to get more in connection with the divine feminine inside of you. Also, what people will learn in the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop online and also attending in Los Angeles this coming Sunday is that twin flames cannot come together unless they both are the perfect balance of masculine and feminine qualities together. And they're saying that, yes, life has certainly sent its challenges your way, just as like it has to us all. And sometimes goodness knows how the divine feminine has been squashed out of women taught to be men and to burn our bras and go out to work and all kinds of things, and it swung too far the opposite way. Well, now now they're saying bring it back and to allow yourself to be more feminine, allow yourself to be more gentle and yielding and soft and receiving and kind to yourself. By being receptive, you will then be more increase the potential of your twin flame coming in. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Brittany.
Well, I'm a very receptive person. I mean, I have certain abilities that obviously, without being receptive, I probably wouldn't have them. So,
well, I hope, like I said, if you can just know that your prayers have been answered, and for to take your emphasis off timing, and know that your twin flame is always yours. So I hope that's been helpful to you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Go to our next caller, 954. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, yes. Who do I have on the line?
My name is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Could you spell that, please?
D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay. Hi, Darlene. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Love Florida. Okay. So what is your question for the posse today?
Could you just tell me what the angels are saying, just in general?
A general. Any areas of your life, Darlene, that are concerning you more than others?
Financial.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one in lots of people's lives. Okay, let's see. Are you currently working?
I just have a small little business.
A business, okay.
My main question, though, I guess, would be when I will be able to get into the work that would be my sole purpose.
Okay. Okay. The biggest thing is, and the Hermit card came out, the biggest thing is that you need to trust the universe, okay? But who is the universe? The universe is us, okay? So you need to trust Darlene. You
right.
need to trust yourself. Okay, let's think. The universe thinks in grandiose, unlimited possibilities. So if there were no constrictions on anything, on certification, on money, on anything, what would Darlene love to do with her time?
I know what I want to do.
What is it?
Well, I want to, be of service. Like, I want to, I study, spiritualism and energy healing, and I'd like to be a dog, animal communicator. I also help, you know, with just energy healing, work with autism,
okay.
Anything like that.
Okay, the first thing, when you started talking, the first thing I thought, have you studied Reiki?
I a little bit, yes.
Okay, do you have your practitioner's license in it?
No, I don't.
Okay, what the Posse of Angels, they're dancing now. They're actually dancing. They're doing a jig. They're saying you need to trust yourself and you need to get your Reiki 1 practitioner's license. Or certification, that license, the certification, and then you need to print business cards, you need to print brochures, and you need to put yourself, see, what you haven't done is you haven't taken the rock and thrown it in the pond. You haven't done that. You haven't created the ripples in the pond yet to get the universe excited to bring you tenfold more action.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying this is the perfect timing, Darlene, for you to step up. October is the month to get ourselves out there. They're, okay, what are they? They're also, the Posse of Angels are saying, you cannot put a foot wrong. They not only want you to study Reiki, they want you to become an animal Reiki specialist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second card that came out is the Knight of Wands, which means the movement card. You're moving. You're moving in your career. You're moving. You're traveling. But this can't happen unless the first one happens, which is you trusting what you know to be true in your heart, which is studying some kind of alternative spiritual energy work. By the way, I do teach Reiki, and I have adored being a Reiki master teacher, taking my students up to the master teacher level for 10 years. Let me see. And then the third card is the Three of Wands. You're watching your ships come in. This is financial. This is happiness. This is peace of mind. This is triumphant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to happen unless you make that first step.
What do they think about being a medium?
What do they think about it? Okay, they're saying you're a medium already.
I've been told that.
Okay. Now they're getting very excited. The Four of Pentacles came out. Are you a practicing medium?
No.
Okay, why not?
I can't hear yet. I can feel, but I can't hear in words.
Okay, that's because you haven't really assured the universe. You haven't stepped up to the universe and said, I am a medium and I will be remunerated. And people will come to me, and I will be of service. The reason you haven't been able to be of service to people yet, darling, is because you're not of service to yourself. The universe is saying, start servicing yourself.
Yes.
You can, and on that brochure, the business cards that you're going to make as far as your Reiki services, one of the things you're going to list on there is being a medium. Please, the planet needs you. The planet needs you. There's so many people that are going to be shifting, that are going to need metaphysical teachers. Step up. The reason why so many of us have not come to the fore and done our metaphysical work is because a lot of times in past incarnations, we were destroyed because we said we were clairvoyant or we were mediums or we followed the moon, or we believed in herbs or energy healing, what a lot of people call woo-woo healing. But can I tell you that as of about 5 or 10 years ago, the National Institute of Health and the World Health Organization now accept Reiki as energy medicine.
That's great.
And it's featured in so many cancer centers and hospitals, like Johns Hopkins Hospital and Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, for the mere fact that it works. I mean, it's extraordinary. I have international clients that call me, and I release pain through distance healing,
mm-hmm.
release emotional things. So please, my dear, do not only the universe, but make today a life-changing day for yourself, and sit quietly and say, I am that I am. And that's all that I am. And I am a medium. I am a metaphysical healing practitioner. And I will show you, universe, that I will take steps. And you know what, my dear? Please send me an email when you start to notice things rapidly opening up for you, the more that you affirm to the universe who you are. Because I can guarantee you that things are going to manifest very rapidly. But if you say, because our spoken word is God now. I don't know if you realize that or not, but our spoken word is God. Whatever you said is going to manifest very rapidly. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Darlene. I can't wait for another little light on the planet to come on and for you to be of service to yourself so you can be of service to others.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, my dear. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Next caller, let's go to 718. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Okay. 718, please phone back. Let's go to 951. You're on the line with Angel Healing Cat.
Hi there.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Diego.
Sandy, you know what? Yeah. I've been in the Los Angeles area now for 2 years, and I think it's about time I got myself down to San Diego. I've never been. I've heard such beautiful things about it.
Right. It's nice. I just moved from Tarzana like 2 years ago, so I like it a lot here.
So
yeah.
What's your question?
You know what? I just want to see if there's if my relationships or my finances will improve or any changes in that area.
You know what? The first thing that I'm getting is that so much of the time our finances are aligned with how we feel about ourselves and our relationship that we have with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the time, if we don't feel rich and we don't feel prosperous and we don't feel abundant with who we are, just like my last caller, Darlene. Her question was to be, how can she best be of service? We must first be of service to ourselves before we can go out and service the universe. So it's like, people say, what about my finances? But most of the time, I then look to the cards to see what kind of relationship the person is having with themselves. And certainly, once again, in my Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, which is going to be this coming Sunday, I help people to reconnect with the divine within themselves, their twin flame essence within, have the most extraordinary relationship with themselves. And then people are amazed how every aspect of their lives then starts to fall into place. So let's go to the cards, Donna, and let's see what's coming up for you. Oh, what's relevant now? Whoa, the Tower comes out. Now, the Tower is a pretty scary card because the Tower says that everything must be broken down, destroyed, in order for the new to arise. Okay. There are things in your life, perhaps it's career or job, that is not honoring you, that's not respecting you, that you feel is a compromise. Some relationships that are compromises. They want you to look very closely at your life and see where things are past their use-by date. And that's not only things, that's people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any areas in particular are they striking a chord with?
I have a career or a job, but it's just not enough, so I'm thinking about getting something on the side, and I mean, I just not really sure what, I mean, there's so many different things I can get into, but I mean, I'd like to get some, be more into the metaphysical. I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out what area I can look at. I'm a hairstylist, but I don't think that's my sole purpose. I'm thinking that maybe that's why I'm just getting by and not really, progressing.
We were never meant to get by on this earth.
Right.
We were meant to live in bliss.
Right.
I am a perfect example of that.
I
stepped forward with such childlike wonder and enchantment, and I realized 10 years ago that there is only what Claire Candy Hoff wants.
Yeah.
There is nothing else, and there is only what Donna wants in her heart.
Right.
They are saying to you, you have such masculine cards here. Oh, my gosh. They're saying the King of Swords is be your own authority. The Hierophant is be the leader, Donna. The Knight of Cups is the Knight in Shining Armor Cup, they're telling me, the romance cup for you. But they're saying that part of the puzzle is only going to happen when you start to look into your heart and decide what is it that's really going to... Well, okay, what are they telling you? Okay, what do you do when you do it? Do you lose all track of time?
What do I do? What was that? I didn't get that last part.
What do you do when you're doing it that you lose all track of time, that you absolutely adore doing it? For me, for instance,
I mean, anything that has, you know, that's metaphysically, you know, anything that I just love to read about every different area. I mean, just so many different areas. I like numerology, I like astrology, I like, you know, anything that has, just any, all the tools for enlightenment I enjoy.
It's interesting how so many callers come in with similar calls. Just like Darlene from Florida, it's like you're having this ache within your soul that you're now remembering what you did in your former incarnation. And it's almost getting to the stage like you can't breathe anymore. It's like a fish out of water. It's like, okay, it's going to be so beneficial. And once you break through, whether you study Reiki or whether you go on to study other forms of natural healing or anything like that, they're telling me what they told Darlene. You cannot put a foot wrong. You'll make a step towards God and the angels, and you will be blown away by how they are going to help you. They are dancing. They are dancing around the maypole now going, come on, Donna. You have so many, many, many angels there ready to help you. But you must take the first step, my dear.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I have been, just procrastinating and making up excuses why, I don't have the time
There are no more excuses. And in fact, your life will shift. Again, I talk about this in the Twin Flame workshop, how getting back to our Twin Flame essence, which is our divine core, everything else will start to light itself in your life, fall into place. So I hope that's been helpful to you.
Right. I agree. Well, yeah. So, that's what I'll have to do in order for things to change and improve. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
sending
lots of love, and send me an email to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com when those things start to manifest as a result of you stepping forward.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's take another call. Let's go to let's try this one again. 718, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. That person is not taking off. 484, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who are you?
My name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, Philadelphia. What's your question?
This is the first time I found your show. My question is, what do you see here for me and Danny in the next couple of weeks or month or so? Do you see him moving into my home with me to live?
Okay. Let's rise above your life and see it from a higher perspective. Because if you are questioning this, are you questioning if it's for your highest good?
The reason I'm questioning is because 2 weeks ago I am a bit intuitive or psychic or whatever you want to call that. I had a vision where I was fully awake, and it came in front of me like a TV screen, and I seen him with the box in his bedroom, and he was packing stuff, and then I seen him in a storage unit putting his mattress in there, and then I felt like the Empire State Building was on my chest, my heart chakra, And I thought, yep. Oh, my goodness, this is really going to happen. So there's going to be an incident where he's living. Something's going to go on, and he has to move. But I don't know if he's coming here or a time frame.
Okay. Now, regardless of all of that, how do you feel about him moving in?
I'm fine with it, but I did not discuss it, and I'm not going to bring it up with him. I'm just going to let things fall in place. I think it was the universe giving me a heads up.
Okay. And let me see. I'm just asking a question. Okay, absolutely, the universe is giving you a heads up that this is was going to eventuate. Let me go to the cards. Nice sunny card that came out, Ace of Pentacles, very nice. I get a very good feeling about this. I get a feeling of coming together. Has he been dragging his feet about really got commitment in this relationship?
Yes, yep, mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I just let it go with the flow, because he actually broke up with me early August for no reason. I think he was just feeling pressured, and what I did was back off, and then he started coming forward the beginning of October. He started coming to my door, wanting to see me, wanting to spend time with me. So I really don't even know where I stand.
Okay. The universe is saying that he has had a tremendous shift since then. You know, it's like I'm speaking to the converted already, because I can feel your spiritual knowledge and your intuitiveness within you. How much that we've shifted, and all of the energetic shifts that we've been through for the last really 3 or 4 months has been enormous. Not only that, we just went through the 10-10 portal of October 10th, which was an enormous gateway to help us shift back to this divine essence within ourselves. So the cards that you just have coming out are the Ace of Pentacles. Yes, there is a new beginning on the horizon, which is going to make you feel abundant and rich and around this relationship. Actually, on my cards, there's a little... there's two trees, and they're joined at the top. It always reminds me of one of those traditional canopies at a Jewish wedding. That's what that looks like. But the second card is the Page of Cups, which is like, I do believe this is pointing towards a commitment, a proposal that's coming your way. And the third card is the Star. I mean, I don't see how much more, to think the cards can be. That this, yes, the universe is conspiring to get him, to nudge him a little bit. He doesn't need very much, but he needed to have something to move him in that direction.
So, okay, the last two Sundays, he's seen me. Like, he came back to me on his own. It was October the 7th, he's seen me for a little bit, for about 45 minutes,
Right.
And then this past Sunday on the 14th, he stayed for about 4 hours and seen me. But again, we didn't have a talk saying, hey, we're back together, or we're boyfriend and girlfriend. We just kind of went with the flow. And he made all the moves.
And how did you feel about that?
I felt good, but I also feel... And I didn't let him know any of this because he's a Cancer and he gets all goofy, but I feel good about him coming back, because when he broke up with me, I was devastated. I was crying every day. I was praying to God. I had a lot of my Facebook friends who were religious praying to God, praying to the universe, angels. And I just said, God, if he's supposed to be the one, please send him back. If not, I'm okay with it, and just don't send him back here. So he came back on his own, but I feel unsteady. I feel like I don't know what's coming for the future. I don't know if he's going to see me again. I don't know if we're together. I don't know nothing.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to take all of your focus off of him. You cannot control anyone else. All you can do is put your focus on who you are and keep thanking the universe for for a relationship that is for your divine connection, for your highest good, and take
right.
your focus and attention, whether he's going to commit, whether he's not going to commit, because that's not your journey. That's his journey. And you're actually allowing yourself to give all your beautiful energies by putting any of your focus and attention on what will he decide to do. Because that has nothing to do with you. Truly, his commitment has nothing to do with you. It has to do with his shifting.
Right.
Okay? So keep,
but you don't. But you don't feel like I'm wasting time with him.
So what you are wasting time doing is putting your focus and attention on worrying, will he or won't he?
Okay.
All right? Because it's,
yeah.
it's disempowering for you. That's what it is. Strengthen yourself once again. Strengthen that twin flame essence inside, who you are. And say, and if this is your twin flame, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but if it is, and it doesn't sound like it is, if it is, then that which is yours will always be yours.
Okay.
And there's something within yourself still that is, Tonetta, that still has not been karmically cleared, I feel, in order for you to be clear enough. Because if you were clear enough, then you would, you know, you would allow. There would be detachment there. You would love this person regardless of whatever that they choose to do because it has nothing to do with you.
Right, and I do, and I really do. You know, there is a lot of passion there with me and him, and, you know, I do really have a lot of feelings for him. It's just, you know, I guess I kind of want a commitment and get going with life here.
If you want a commitment, then commit to yourself. Commit to yourself and absolutely, okay, they're saying the end thing here is to release, to completely release whatever it is, expectation. They want you to have, the quote is, I expect the best without having any expectations.
Okay.
And that's the final word that they're giving me, so...
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put your emphasis on the highest and the most beneficial thing for you and Danny, and then you just have to let it go.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So let's just finish off here. Let's continue about our talk of that the most heavenly relationship that we can have. Now, if this kind of heavenly love sounds too good to be true, it's because up until now, twin flames have been very rare on planet Earth, as people's energies were not high or clear enough to manifest their heavenly twin flames to themselves. And with not being clear energetically, in other words, if one is still holding on to sadness or anger, bitterness, resentment, then what most people on the planet have been experiencing and finding love is soulmate relationships. And by the way, one person can have hundreds of thousands of soulmates in a lifetime, including your exes, your parents, your siblings, your children, your friends, even your enemies. And while there is a magnetic love in soulmate relationships, many of them will come in with agitation and irritation and drama that pushes our buttons. These soulmates do not do this in order to reflect to us something that we have to clean up for ourselves. They are to create this contrast and annoyance in us in order to help us honor ourselves, to grow, and make movement forward. In many cases, soulmate relationships are magnetically drawn together to help one another to clean up their karma. It's difficult playing the soulmate game, and I can tell you because I had almost 30 years of giving my power away to soulmates. But the great news is that with the grand vibrational shift on the planet, we are all shifting to no longer accepting things of any compromise in our natures. As I mentioned, we are making so many conscious decisions in our life to better ourselves. So why should we go on to accept any romantic relationship that is anything less than divine? So, well, it's time to step up to the ascension process and to karmically clear ourselves within. And in my Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, which is upcoming on October 21st, from 11 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which can be attended online as a teleclass or in Los Angeles, we talk about clearing ourselves karmically. So this heavenly relationship is the only other person in any space, time, and dimension who is your physical completion of who you are. And once you get into contact with that heavenly portion of you, of who you are, it's amazing how many other areas of your life will start to fall into place automatically once you get into contact with who you are. I've been holding this amazing workshop for nearly 10 years, and I had this testimonial from a client. She said, "I always thought I was just unlucky in love and that I was just one of the ones who never meant to experience a wonderful love of my own. But my perception of myself totally changed when I attended your Twin Flame Relationship Workshop. I suddenly was able to see with great clarity how my low self-worth and sabotaging desperate behavior was creating a totally different energy than the one that my heart truly longed for. Bless you, Candy, for instead of feeling desperate, I am now armed with amazing tools to finally be the love that I deserve to have. I've become a much more giving, loving, and kind person to myself as a result of coming to your Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, and I've been drawing similar people in my reality. I wish everyone could be shown and told this wonderful information. God bless you for changing my life." That was from Tareen on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. So if there's any part of your life, your relationships, your work, your health, your emotional well-being that is not making you feel like you live in complete joy and bliss and peace, please attend the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop either in person in Los Angeles, California, or online as a webinar teleclass and find out how to connect to your Twin Flame essence within to start living your own heaven on earth. And that just about wraps up my beautiful show today. So if you'd like to, I'd like to remind you, Soul Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting newsletter, Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditation, Living in Concern, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to have booked your own transformative angel healing session, Reiki healing session, and intuitive counseling session, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone and computer using Skype. So please call me on 831-277-3716. Or, again, that number is 831-277-3716. Or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely amazing, beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. Bye-bye.